Welcome to the Equipping the Saints podcast. We're glad you're joining us today. Here is this week's teaching.
How's everybody doing tonight? It's a wonderful Friday. We're almost here. The weekend is approaching. Super excited for that. Hope everybody's week has been going really, really well. I'm just going to wait a few minutes here so we can get some people to jump on real quick. Go over some prayer night tonight. For everybody that don't know, my name is Pastor Bernard Harper. I'm the senior pastor here at New Start Church. So this is something we do every single Friday night. We do a thing called prayer night. And really what we do is we pray over all the prayer requests. We go over some scripture, and we just give a small little word just to get some encouragement going into the weekend. So that's kind of what we do. I'm just going to wait a few minutes, and then we'll go ahead and pray in, and then we'll jump in and get started. Hey, everybody, checking in. How are you all? All right, so before we jump in real quick, I'm just going to go ahead and pray us in and just really give us the spirit to take the information and really practically use it. So wherever you're at, could you just bow your heads and pray with us? Father, thank you so much for this time. Thank you for allowing us as a church and allowing us as a ministry to do this every single week. Not only we do this every single week, but we get something out of it. So I want us to really, really take something out of it, not just listen, but I want us to open up our hearts, open up our ears in order to use this information and to use it in our life and not just let it pass us by, but actually strike a peace in our heart, Father. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your message tonight. And we say this in your son's name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So where we're going to be at tonight is in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, and I'll read it here in a second. So what we're going to talk about is the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So what does it mean when we talk about fruits of the Holy Spirit? So I know all of us living in the South, especially in the South, I know this is all over the world on Facebook world, but all of us living in the South, I don't know about you, I pass like 4 or 5 different farms every single day, just on the road, just traveling to different areas. And we see lots of plants, right? We see lots of fruit. We see all kinds of stuff, all kinds of farmers and stuff like that. So what does it mean when we talk about the fruits of the Holy Spirit? So these are the attributes of the Holy Spirit that we should be utilizing every single day of our life. And the only way for these fruits to flourish is to gain that connection with Jesus. Jesus is our only water source or our only fertilization that's going to allow us to get these attributes and to allow us to use the Holy Spirit on an everyday life, right? So we're going to be in verse 22. In Galatians, and Paul is writing this, right? Galatians is probably one of the most powerful books in the entire New Testament. So it states, but the Holy Spirit produces these kind of fruits in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Verse 23 says, gentleness and self-control. There is no law against these kind of things. Think about it. Like, we're talking about joy. We're talking about love and peace and the things that we should be using and things we should be expressing and allowing us to be filled of the Holy Spirit and showing kindness and goodness and faithfulness, gentleness, and probably one of the most important attributes of that is self-control. Self-control is very hard for all of us, including myself, to maintain from our Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit guides us in our life. The Holy Spirit gives us that voice inside of us that guides us and actually helps us work in our life, right? And so that's important when Paul is writing this about the Holy Spirit, of how true that is. We should be expressing love. We should be joyful and showing peace and patience. Patience is hard. I'm going to tell you right now, patience is an extremely hard attribute to have as our sinful selves, because we're not patient beings. We want things now, and we want it to happen right away. And that's just not reality and how it works. Is we need to be patient. We need to be able to work things through and allow it to take time. I got here in my notes here, it says, newly transformed people produce something special with their lives. Paul calls this new work the spirit fruit. And so picking the different spirit fruits, right? The Holy Spirit spontaneously and creatively produces this kind of fruit inside of us. So it's producing inside of us, and we need to be able to share our fruit and to allow us to use our fruit. The Spirit generates these characters, traits in us because we are becoming more like Jesus, who perfectly modeled them in his ministry. And that's so true. Jesus did this with perfection. Jesus didn't have an issue with self-control. He didn't have an issue with showing love. He didn't have an issue with patience. But us and who we are, we have those issues. We have those type of problems, right? When Christ controls us, they grow and flow from us naturally. So when we allow Christ to work inside our lives, if we start seeing it to flow naturally to where we're not holding back. We're not protecting against that. We're not, definitely not disagreeing with it, and we're not putting our wall up. We're just allowing Jesus to kind of work with that, right? We must live in a close union with Jesus. We must submit to him, know him, love him, remember him, and imitate him. I don't know about you, but you try to imitate Jesus in every single way of your life, whether it's your job, your workplace, or whether you're going to the grocery store. And I struggle. I'll be the first to admit, I struggle with these, with trying to be more like Christ from time to time. Pastor's not perfect, and that's just reality. But it's a constant battle, and it's a constant grind to get that way. Because you want to be that way. In order to be Jesus-like, you gotta have these different attributes. And it's just imperative. So I have a question. Which of these qualities do you want the Spirit to produce in you? Think about it. What quality do you want the Spirit to produce in you? Allow the Holy Spirit to work inside your life, to give you those different attributes, okay? To give you that love, joy, that peace. Allow you to have a little bit more patience. Allow you to show just a little bit more kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you guys this week. This week's been tough. This week's been really tough for me, just to getting through different avenues and different things going on in my life, and trying to juggle it at all and try to figure it all out. The one thing that I have to focus on is that I need to stop focusing on trying to fix it myself and allowing God to fix it in my life. And that's something that I'm working through. And I'll just be trans. I've always been transparent with all of you. I've been transparent with my launch team since we started New Start Church, and with different people coming into the church. And it's, you know, I'll be honest with my life struggles, because we're all going through these different struggles. It's just in a different magnitude. We all deal with the different issues in our life in certain ways. And it's just how we can allow God to work through it, and how we can allow him to take the situation to move through our life. We got to allow it. We got to be able to help guide some of that stuff as well. You know, and it's just real. It's just been a real struggle for me. So I could definitely use more of this Holy Spirit to work inside of me, to show some love, show some joy, some patience. I urge you tonight, if you're struggling with something and it's really starting to get you, allow the Holy Spirit to work. Allow them attributes to show, because you never know what life you can touch with that. That's what Jesus wants from us. He wants us to touch others with those different attributes. He wants us to be different. So if you're struggling with that tonight, I understand. Comment in the section below. We're here for you. We're here for you. We're constantly praying for you. As a church, we're praying for you, praying for this community. We're praying for this nation. And there's a lot of things going on in this world that we are understanding, but we understand that our God is higher. And that he can really guide these situations in a way that's his way. It's not no other leader's way. It's not no other justice. It's not your way. It's not no other. It's his way. It's just real. That's my stance in it. And that's God's stance in it. It's in his word. His way will be over anything. So if you're struggling tonight, we understand. We get it. We're people. We're part of this church, but we're people. It happens. Just rely on God a little bit. Allow on Jesus to show you these fruits. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to be that farmer with empty land. I want to be that farmer with fruits, just abundance of fruits and sharing those fruits. I don't look at an empty field. I look at a full field with more fruit that I can actually grow. And that's what I urge you tonight, is to start building your crops, start planting your crops. And when they're planted and everything looks great, it's time to pick them, share them. Because that's how we grow as Christians. Not only grow as Christians, we grow our relationship with Christ, and then we grow with each other. As we're praying for all these prayer requests tonight, anything that you put in the comment section, we are praying together for them. We do them every single day, every week. I do. Any prayer requests that you reach out to me, it gets prayed about. I just want to tell you guys a little bit about New Start Church. We started a women's group and our men's group. Our women's group is meeting Sunday evenings. Right now it's currently on Zoom, which is totally awesome because it's virtual. You can come pop in, say hello, do life with each other, do a Bible study. And we're actually going through the book of Colossians. We're going to start going through it this week. Our men's group, we're going to meet up at Pizza Joint Sunday morning. Really excited about that. And then maybe catch some football afterwards. But that's how we do life. That's how we do church in these groups of men and women that we can rely on each other. And we can actually just start working life together. If one person struggles, we all struggle together. We all talk it out. And we figure it out. Together. We all rely on God together. And that's what church is about. And that's what we're doing at New Start Church right now. This is the period that we're in. If you're watching this and you would like to get connected, let us know. You can send me a message on here. You can send Cameron Gillian. He's the one leading our men's group. And then Miss Tabitha Daniels is leading our women's group. Feel free to reach out to any of them on Facebook. And then we also have a New Start Church Connections group on Facebook. It's an actual group. So you can get on there and you can get connected that way as well. You can also go to our website, newstartna.org. Find everything you want to know about New Start Church. We have resources. We have our mission and our core beliefs. Anything, any questions you have, can probably more than likely be answered on our website, but I'm always here if you need to ask any questions. We're all in this together, guys. That's the only way we can get through it. But I just wanted to pray with you guys real quick before we move on and get our weekend started and all that good stuff here on a Friday evening. So wherever you're at, just bow your heads with me. God, thank you. Thank you so much for this time. Thank you for allowing these people to log in. Thank you for allowing us as a ministry to do this every single Friday. God, could you just be with every single person that has a prayer request that's posted in this group, in this message. But not only that, people that have prayer requests but don't really want to say anything, the unspoken prayer requests, could you be there for them as well? Could you show them the comfort? Could you show them the reality of who you are? And that through you, you can make these fruits grow. And not only grow, but you can make them, you can share these fruits, and that we're able to use these fruits to grow and to use that as growing our ministry or as growing as people, growing closer to you. Father, could you just give us that track? Give us the way of doing that and allowing us to use the Holy Spirit inside of us to move and to give these different emotions and these different things and allow us to have those inside our hearts so that we can use them. Father, could you be with all these families that have issues going on, that have confusion, that have just anything that they can be going through? Could you just give them the comfort tonight? Could you be with us throughout the weekend as we live this life of just concern, of just heartbreak, because we know that the truth is you, and that eventually this life will be over and we'll live an everlasting life with you up in heaven. Could you just give us that comfort and just allow us to get through these times, these heartbreaking times in this world of sorrow and of just so much death and just other stuff going on. Father, we're thankful for who you are, and we know who you are. And if we don't know who you are tonight and you're watching this, could you place your hand on their heart and just open it up and allow them to understand who you are and how great you are and righteous that you are. Father, we come to you with a humble heart. We come to you on our knees. We come asking this in your Son's name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for joining tonight. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any social media site. I promise New Start Church is in there. So we're excited about everything moving forward with the Connect groups. We have our Bible studies every single Thursday night on Facebook Live. I'm going to be cranking up some Wednesday wisdoms coming up here in the next week. It'll be every Wednesday at 5. Every Wednesday at 12, lunchtime. I'll give you a 5-minute, just a little devotional, a little something to get you going through the middle of the week. And like I said, we have Thursday night Bible study at 6:30. Connect groups will be meeting this weekend. If you want to get plugged in, I already told you, you can go on our website or you can reach out to any of us. But thank you guys. Have a great weekend. If you need anything, please feel free to reach out. And remember that we're all God's people. So let's really start acting like it. Thank you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thank you for listening today. Subscribe to our podcast and listen to the weekly teaching.